Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanthi Nilayam, bringing you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. The proceedings in the Mandir concluded just now, and the devotees, after a devotion-filled session of Vedam and Bhajans, are now lined up to receive the blessings of our sweet Lord. This is Ganesh inviting you all to the evening session of the Thursday live program, starting with the Vedam tutor. We shall continue with the learning of Sri Rudram. Before we go ahead, we shall revise the lines learnt last week. We will start with Omkaram and Ganapati Prarthana. Om Gananam Tva Ganapati Gum Hava Mahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastavam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Arashrungan Notibhissida Sadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajivir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya
Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya
Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya
Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya
Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha
Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha
Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhya Mutate Namaha
Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhya Mutate Namaha
Yata Isho Shivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu
Yata Isho Shivatama Tama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuh
Shiva Sharavyaya Tavatayano Rudra Mrudaya
Shiva Sharavyaya Tavatayano Rudra Mrudaya
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini Kashini
Tayanas Tanu Vashantamaya Girishan Tavichakashi
Tayanas Tanu Vashantamaya Girishan Tavichakashi
Yami Shungirishan Tahaste Bibharshastave
Yami Shungirisham Tahaste Bibharshastave
Shivam Giritratam Kurubahi Gumsif Purushan Jagat
Shivam Giritratam Kurumahi Gumsif Purushan Jagat
Shive Navachasat Twagirishat Chavadamasi
Shive Navachasat Twagirishat Chavadamasi
Yathanasarvamid Jagad Yakshmagum Sumana Asat
Yatha Nassarvamid Jagad Yakshmagum Sumana Asat
Adhyavochadadhi Vakta Prathamo Devyo Vishak
Adhyavochadadhi Vakta Prathamo Devyo Vishak
Ahi Guscha Sarva Anjambhayan Sarva Aschayatu Dhanyaha
Ahi Guscha Sarva Anjambhayan Sarva Aschayatu Dhanyaha
Asau Yastamro Aruna Uta Babhrusu Mangalaha
Asau yastamro aruna uta babhru sumangalaha.
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 Ye che magum rudra abhito dikshu srita sahasrasho vaishagum heda ye mahe.
Ye che magum rudra abhito dikshu srita sahasrasho vaishagum heda imahe
asavyo vasarpati nilagrevo vilohitaha
asavyo vasarpati nilagrevo vilohitaha asavyo vasarpati nilagrevo vilohitaha
asavyo vasarpati
asavyo vasarpati
nilagrevo vilohitaha
nilagrevo vilohitaha
asavyo vasarpati pati nilagrevo vilohitaha
asavyo vasarpati nilagrevo vilohitaha
utainam gopa adrushanna drushannuda haryaha
utainam gopa adrushanna drushannuda haryaha
utainam vishwa bhuta nisadrushto mridayatina
उतैनं विश्वाभूतानि सदृष्टो मृडयातिनः
नमो अस्तु नीलग्रीवाय सहस्राक्षाय मीढुषे
नमो अस्तु नीलग्रीवाय सहस्राक्षाय मीढुषे
अथो ये अस्य सत्त्वानोऽहम् तेभ्यो करन्नमः
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 प्रमुञ्चधन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्नियोर्ज्याम्
प्रमुञ्चधन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्नियोर्ज्याम्
प्रमुञ्चधन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्नियोर्ज्याम् त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम्
प्रमुञ्चधन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम्
धन्वनस्त्वमुपयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम्
धन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम्
प्रमुञ्चधन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम् त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम्
प्रमुञ्चधन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम् प्रमुञ्चधन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम्
प्रमुञ्चधन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम् त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम्
प्रमुञ्चधन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम्
इट् इस् धन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम्
धन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम् धन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्ज्याम्
याश्च ते हस्त इषवः पराता भगवो वप
याश्च ते हस्त इषवः पराता भगवो वप
अवतत्य धनुस्त्वगुम् सहस्राक्षशतेषुधे
अवतत्य धनुस्त्वगुम् सहस्राक्षशतेषुधे
निशीर्य शल्यानाम् मुखा शिवो नः सुमना भव
निशीर्य शल्यानाम् मुखा शिवो नः सुमना भव
विज्यम् धनुः कपर्ति नो विशल्यो बाणवागुम् उता
విజ్యం ధను కపర్దినో విశల్యో బాణవాగుం ఉత
అనే సన్నస్యే శవ ఆభురస్య నిషంగతిః
అనేశన్నస్యేషవ ఆభురస్య నిషంగతిః
యాతే హేతిర్మీఢుష్టమహస్తే బభూవతే ధనుః
యాతే హేతిర్మీఢుష్టమహస్తే బభూవతే ధనుః తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా
పరిభుజా విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజా తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజా
తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజా
హియర్ ఆఫ్టర్ తయాస్మాన్ దేర్ ఇస్ అ కామా సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ అ స్మాల్ గ్యాప్ వైల్ చాంటింగ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ ఫాలోయింగ్ మంత్ర
తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజా
తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజా తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజా
నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయనాతతాయ
నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయనాతతాయ
నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయ
నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయ నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయ
నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయ
నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయ
నాతతాయ ధృష్ణవే
నాతతాయ ధృష్ణవే నాతతాయ ధృష్ణవే అస్త్వాయుధాయనాతతాయ
నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయనాతతాయ
నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయనాతతాయ నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయనాతతాయ
అస్త్వాయుధాయ
నాతతాయ
అస్త్వాయుధాయనాతతాయ నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయనాతతాయ ధృష్ణవే
నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయనాతతాయ ధృష్ణవే నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయనాతతాయ ధృష్ణవే
ఉభాభ్యాముత
తే నమో
ఉభాభ్యాముత తే నమో
ఉభాభ్యాముతరే నమో
బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే
బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే
ఉభాభ్యాముతతే నమో బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే
ఉభాభ్యాముతతే నమో బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే ఉభాభ్యాముతతే నమో బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే
పరితే ధన్వనో
పరితే ధన్వనో పరితే ధన్వనో
హేతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు
హేతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు హేతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు
విశ్వతః
విశ్వతః విశ్వతః
పరితే ధన్వనో హేతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు విశ్వతః
పరితే ధన్వనో హేతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు విశ్వతః పరితే ధన్వనో హేతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు విశ్వతః
అథోయ ఇషుధిస్తవారే
అథోయ ఇషుధిస్తవారే అథోయ ఇషుధిస్తవారే
అస్మన్నిధేహితం
అస్మన్నిధేహితం అస్మన్నిధేహితం
అథోయ ఇషుధిస్తవారే అస్మన్నిధేహితం
అథోయ ఇషుధిస్తవారే అస్మన్నిధేహితం అథోయ ఇషుధిస్తవారే అస్మన్నిధేహితం
తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజా
తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజా తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజా
నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయ నాతతాయ ధృష్ణవే
నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయ నాతతాయ ధృష్ణవే నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయ నాతతాయ ధృష్ణవే
ఉభాభ్యాముతతే నమో బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే
ఉభాభ్యాముతతే నమో బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే ఉభాభ్యాముతరే నమో బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే
పరితే ధన్వనో హేతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు విశ్వతః
పరితే ధన్వనో హేతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు విశ్వతః పరితే ధన్వనో హేతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు విశ్వతః
అథోయ ఇషుధిస్తవారే అస్మన్నిధేహితం
అథోయ ఇషుధిస్తవారే అస్మన్నిధేహితం అథోయ ఇషుధిస్తవారే అస్మన్నిధేహితం
నమస్తే అస్తు భగవన్ విశ్వేశ్వరాయ
నమస్తే అస్తు భగవన్ విశ్వేశ్వరాయ నమస్తే అస్తు భగవన్ విశ్వేశ్వరాయ
మహాదేవాయ త్రయంబకాయ
మహాదేవాయ త్రయంబకాయ మహాదేవాయ త్రయంబకాయ
త్రిపురాంతకాయ త్రికాగ్నికాలాయ
త్రిపురాంతకాయ త్రికాగ్నికాలాయ త్రిపురాంతకాయ త్రికాగ్నికాలాయ
నమస్తే అస్తు భగవన్ విశ్వేశ్వరాయ మహాదేవాయ
నమస్తే అస్తు భగవన్ విశ్వేశ్వరాయ మహాదేవాయ Namaste astu bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya
Triyambakaya Tripurantakaya Trikagnikalaya
Triyambakaya Tripurantakaya Trikagnikalaya Triyambakaya Tripurantakaya Trikagnikalaya
Kalagnirudraya Neelakanthaya
Kalagnirudraya Neelakanthaya Kalagnirudraya Neelakanthaya
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya
Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha
Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha
Kalagnirudraya Neelakanthaya Mrityunjayaya
Kalagnirudraya Neelakanthaya Mrityunjayaya Kalagnirudraya Neelakanthaya Mrityunjayaya
Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha
Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha
Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Triyambakaya Tripurantakaya Trikagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Neelakanthaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha
Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Triyambakaya Tripurantakaya Trikagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Neelakanthaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Triyambakaya Tripurantakaya Trikagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Neelakanthaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha
Tayasman Vishvatastvama Yakshmaya Paribhuja
Tayasman Vishvatastvama Yakshmaya Paribhuja
Namaste Astvayudhaya Natataya Drishnave
Namaste Astvayudhaya Natataya Drishnave
Ubhabhyam Utate Namo Bahubhyam Tavadhanvane
Ubhabhyam Utate Namo Bahubhyam Tavadhanvane
Parite Dhanvano Heti Rasman Prunak Tu Vishwataha
Parite Dhanvano Heti Rasman Vrunaktu Vishwataha
Athoya Ishudhistavare Asmannidehitam
Athoya Ishudhistavare Asmannidehitam
Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Triyambakaya
త్రిపురాంతకాయ త్రికాగ్నికాలాయ కాలాగ్నిరుద్రాయ నీలకంఠాయ మృత్యుం జయాయ సర్వేశ్వరాయ సదాశివాయ శ్రీమన్మహాదేవాయ నమః.
నమస్తే అస్తు భగవన్ విశ్వేశ్వరాయ మహాదేవాయ త్రయంబకాయ త్రిపురాంతకాయ త్రికాగ్నికాలాయ కాలాగ్నిరుద్రాయ నీలకంఠాయ మృత్యుంజయాయ సర్వేశ్వరాయ సదాశివాయ శ్రీమన్మహాదేవాయ నమః.
ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. With this we come to an end to this week's Vedam Tutor. Now I hand over the mic to Brother Bishu to take over at the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Sai Ram.
Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilayam, the most happening place on the planet. The month of January is still on, the Sankranti festival is over, and the thousands who were in Prashantinilayam to celebrate their new year with Swami or their Pongal with Swami have probably returned to their homes, carrying in their hearts a little of Prashantinilayam. A little of this abode of supreme peace. When I asked a Brazilian devotee recently, how was it for him to be in Prashantinilayam? How did it make it? How did it happen that he was in Prashantinilayam for the new year? He said, oh, if I can have my way, I want to spend my entire life here. I don't ever want to go from this place. Well, that is what Prashantinilayam is. This place has that magical ability about itself to enable everyone who steps into this hamlet to connect with themselves and connect in a manner which does not easily happen anywhere else. Well, this is the most love-charged place on the planet. The Divine Lord has filled every particle of this hamlet with His love, with His music, with His song and with His glory. People are lost when they sit in Sai Kulwant Hall and sing the divine melodies, when they sing the bhajans. Bhajans have a beautiful way of reaching and touching our hearts. And today, like we do on every Thursday on this hour, let's learn a little more about Sai Bhajans. And before we do that, here is what first things first. Let us first offer our heartfelt gratitude and love at the lotus feet of Bhagwan for coming into our lives and transforming it the way no one can ever do. Dear Lord, You have touched us and we have blossomed in virtue and goodness. Your one glance fell on our beings and we have become more pure and more determined to walk the path that You so painstakingly have laid down for us. Please hold our hands, dear Lord, as we persevere to march along this royal road to peace and auspiciousness. With this prayer, dear listeners, let's move on and welcome to another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And today, we'll learn a bhajan adoring Baba as Lord Rama, Sai as Sai Rama. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Raghava Sundara, Rama Raghuvara.
So this is what we will be learning today, and we begin like always with the lyrics and then we will move on to the tune, the raga, the beat, and then the meaning of each line of this bhajan. Finally, we will listen to Arvind Sai via a short conversation. Arvind Sai has had the chance to sing on innumerable occasions in front of Bhagwan in the last 5 years, and the interaction that he has had with Bhagwan are absolutely precious. So we will hear from him towards the end of the program. For now, let's get started with the lyrics of Raghava Sundara.
Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara Parama Pavana He Jagavandana. Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara Patitodharana Bhakta Parayana Ravana Mardana Vighna Bhanjana Partipurishwara Sai Narayana.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to the interesting part of learning to sing this bhajan. First, you will hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line slowly without any musical accompaniments, and then Brother Anirudh will follow him after each line. Dear listeners, please do try and sing along with Anirudh. You will like it.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Pancham. राघव सुंदर राम रघुवर
राघव सुंदर राम रघुवर
राघव सुंदर राम रघुवर
राघव सुंदर राम रघुवर
परम पावना हे जगवंदना
परम पावना हे जगवंदना
परम पावना हे जगवंदना
परम पावना हे जगवंदना
राघव सुंदर राम रघुवर
राघव सुंदर राम रघुवर
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
पतितो धारण भक्त परायण
रावण मर्दन विघ्न भंजन
रावण मर्दन विघ्न भंजन
रावण मर्दन विघ्न भंजन
रावण मर्दन विघ्न भंजन
परतिपुरीश्वर साई नारायण
ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ರಾಘವ ಸುಂದರ ರಾಮ ರಘುವರ.
And now for those who are keen students of music, let us learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. And for this, I have with me Brother Sonam, one of the very, very senior members of the Prashanti Bhajan group. Welcome, brother, to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sai Ram. It's a great privilege to be here again, Visha.
Yes, sir. Please tell us about the raga of this bhajan. In which bhajan is this Raghava Sundara based? In which raga is this Raghava Sundara based?
This beautiful bhajan is based on rag Bairagi Bhairav, which belongs to the Bhairav Thaat in the Hindustani system of music. It's basically a pentatonic scale, which means there are five notes in the ascending order and five notes in the descending order. Technically, it's called Odhav Odhav Jati Rag. So the Jati, the nature of the rag, is pentatonic. The main note of this rag, which is the Vadi Swar, is Ni, which is a Komal Ni, and Samvadi is Ma, Madhyam.
Can you please illustrate to us how this raga flows?
I'll just sing the Arohana and Avrohana of this rag.
Sa Re Ma Pa Ni Sa Sa Ni Pa Ma Re Sa.
Rishabh is Komal, Nishad is Komal,
R1 and...
Yeah.
Yes.
And there are two notes which are Varjit, which are excluded, which are Gandhar and Dhaivat.
So Ga and Dha are not there in this raga.
Not there in this rag. The pakad of this rag, the way you understand this rag, the lakshan of this rag, is like this.
Re ma pa ni pa ma re ni sa ni pa ni sa re sa.
It's a morning rag, very beautiful. It evokes the feel of a very crisp morning, and then it gives you so much optimistic, positive feel. A rag which is very near this in the Carnatic tradition is Revati. It's a Janya rag of the second Melakarta. And for those who are connoisseurs of Indian classical music, especially South Indian classical music, they would know what a Janya rag is and what a Melakarta is. There are a lot of popular bhajans, but more than bhajans, there are beautiful classical compositions which have been composed and sung by great maestros. I recall the beautiful Marathi Abhang Omkar Swarupa Sadgur Samartha, sung by Sri Suresh Vatkarji. It's a hit for all times to come. And you must be knowing this beautiful composition, Bho Shambho.
Yes, yes.
Which echoes in Prashanti Nilayam quite often.
Yes.
And then, I'm reminded of this wonderful composition, Manas Sumarat Nishadin Tumaro Naam, sung by Ustad Amir Khan Sahab. Another great composition which I really love in this rag is Mohe Lagi Lagan Piya Ke Saath, sung by Pandit Arun Bahaduri Ji.
And I guess there are a lot of bhajans too in this raga.
There are a lot of bhajans. This rag has got so much gambhirjam And Swami once said that any bhajan composed in this rag gives you that Bairagi feel of Bairagya.
Vairagya, renunciation.
Renunciation.
Yeah. It's, and you have Bhasma Bhushitanga Sai in this.
Yeah, area. Yeah. Correctly said, rightly said. Bhasma Bhushitanga, there is one more beautiful bhajan composed by our own student from Prashanti Nilayam. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Remember? Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Yes.
Om Namah Shivaya. Namo. That bhajan. So like that, there are so many beautiful bhajans. And I heard from a connoisseur of Indian classical music once told me that this rag is very dear to Shiva himself, Lord Shiva. And it echoes and re-echoes, it reverberates in the hallowed precincts of Kailasha.
Wonderful.
It's a beautiful rag.
Fantastic. Sir, maybe you can do a little alap on this raga. A short feel of how the raga flows.
I would call it an effrontery to even attempt, but I'll just sing a little bit.
Sure.
Sa re pa ma re ni sa ni pa ni sa re sa re ma pa ni sa
Truly, the sublimity and the serenity that one feels when one listens to this raga is something which is out of the world. Thank you so much, sir, for sharing with us.
Thank you so much. Wish you Jai Sairam.
Sairam.
Coming now to the rhythm of this bhajan, this is based on the 8-bit Kairava Taal in Hindustani music or the Adi Taalam in Carnatic music. And now, having done the lyrics, the raga, and the tala, let's proceed with the bhava, which is indeed a very important factor in bhajan singing. In the book Sri Satya Sai Anandadai, the author, Mrs. Karunamba Ramamurthy, explains why Swami stresses so much on not only constant chanting of God's name, but also doing it with love. She says, Baba declares, if even the wildest person does namasmarana, even the most evil person chants his name, God goes to such a person. Such being the case, how can God stay aloof from persons who do namasmarana with love? Dear listeners, namasmarana with love is so easy a path to feel and experience God. But how do we do this? How to chant his name with love? Well, it has to be done not from the lips or the mind, but from the heart. And to feel the bhajan from our heart, we need to understand what each line of the bhajan conveys. So let's spend some time now dwelling on the words that make this bhajan. We begin with the first line.
Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara.
Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara.
The first word here is Raghava. It means descendant of Raghu. Here Raghu refers to Emperor Raghu, the great grandfather of Lord Rama. Baba has himself written in the Ramakatha Rasavahini about the sterling qualities of Emperor Raghu. Baba says, though young, Emperor Raghu was rich in virtue. He made his subjects happy and contented. He won over wicked kings by peaceful approaches and clever diplomatic tactics, or by sometimes fielding a little army in order to win them over. He was a fine gentleman, an able administrator, and a much loved king. And that is why his name came to be associated with the entire dynasty, Raghu dynasty. So that is the meaning Raghava, referring to the pious and noble family into which Lord Rama chose to be born. The second word is Sundara, meaning beautiful. Thus, Raghava Sundara is a phrase that describes Lord Rama as the beautiful crest jewel that adorned the Raghu dynasty of virtuous kings. The third word is Rama. Literally, Rama means the one who is pleasing. In his Divine Ramanavami Discourse of 1989, Swami explained, Rama means he who pleases. Nothing pleases man more than his Atma, his spirit, which is an eternal unfailing source of joy. Those who know it very well. Baba says, be pleasant to everyone. Let everyone be pleased with you. Do not hurt or harm by thought, word or deed. Rama is Atma. He is Atma Rama. He is the source of joy within. That is the meaning of Rama. Baba goes on to give in another discourse another beautiful explanation of this word Rama. He says, the three syllables Ra, A and Ma indicate the three causes for human birth, namely Papamu, that is the sins one has committed, Tapamu, the troubles one experiences, and Ajnanamu, that is one's ignorance. The letter Ra in Rama refers to Agni or fire god, signifying that it has the power to destroy all the sins committed by man. The letter A, symbolizing the Surya or sun, can dispel the darkness of ignorance and confer illumination of wisdom. And Ma in Rama represents moon, Chandrama, soothes sorrows and confer peace. Hence the word Rama has the triple power of destroying sins, dispelling darkness and conferring peace. Let's move on to the next word, the fourth word, Raghuvara. It can be split as Raghu and Vara. We already know what Raghu refers to. Vara means in the line of, hence Raghuvara. Again means the one who is a descendant in the lineage of Raghu. Hence in this line, Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara, we offer our obeisance to the benevolent divine master who decided to make his advent as one of the descendants of the noble emperor Raghu. He is the beautiful lord who shone as the crest jewel of the wonderful clan of Raghu. He is the one who is ever pleasing and removes our sins by our mere mention of his name. The one who confers peace and removes our ignorance. Let's now move on to the second line of the bhajan.
Parama pavana he jagavandana.
Parama pavana he jagavandana.
The first word here is parama, meaning highest, and the second word is pavana, which means pure and auspicious. Hence, Parama Pavana means the highest embodiment of purity and auspiciousness. The third word, He, is a manner of calling out to someone. The fourth word is Jaga, meaning world. And the last word, Vandana, meaning worship or adoration. Thus, Jaga Vandana means the one whom the whole world worships and reveres. Hence, in this line, Parama Pavana, He Jaga Vandana, we extol Lord Rama as the supreme embodiment of purity and prosperity. He is indeed the one whom the entire world adores and worships. We now move on to the third line.
Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara.
Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan, and elaborating on why Rama and his story are glorified around the world in a discourse to his students in May 1992, Baba said, the relevance of the Ramayana is not confined to India or to a particular time, place or circumstance. It is of universal significance for all times. The Ramayana holds out Rama as an embodiment of ideal qualities. As a son, friend, husband, master and ruler, he was an ideal without a parallel. In the world, one may be an ideal son but not an ideal friend. One may be an ideal friend but not an ideal brother. But Rama stands out unique as an embodiment of all ideal attributes. So that indeed is the uniqueness of the Rama avatar. It is said, Dharmo Rakshati Rakshitaha, which means the one who takes efforts to protect Dharma and stands by it, will himself or herself be protected by that very same Dharma. And that is exemplified in the incarnation of Lord Rama. So that is the meaning of the third line, and let's move on to the fourth line.
Patito dharana bhakta parayana.
Patito dharana bhakta parayana.
Here the first word is patito dharana, coming from patita meaning fallen or downtrodden, and udharana meaning savior or uplifter. The second word is bhakta meaning devotee, and the last word is parayana meaning to one who is ever dedicated to. Hence bhakta parayana refers to the Lord who is constantly thinking of his devotees. In the life of the Ramavatar, there is a classic example of how Lord Rama redeemed a fallen person. Ahalya had been cursed by her husband, sage Gautama, to be turned into a stone. The sage told her that she would be redeemed only by the touch of the divine feet of Lord Rama. Rama happens to visit the hermitage of the sage on his way to the kingdom of Mithila and does redeem her. In one discourse during the summer course of 1996, Baba beautifully describes this scene. He says, Rama knew everything but pretended as though he did not know anything. He moved towards Ahalya. The vibrations that emanated from his feet brought a new surge of life into her petrified form. She immediately clung to the feet of Rama and prayed to him to forgive her and shower grace on her. At that very instant, sage Gautama arrived on the scene and accepted the purified Ahalya, his wife. That is the episode of Ahalyodharana, redeeming Ahalya. There is another touching incident in the Ramayana that goes to show how the Lord is ever bound by love to his devotees. Shabari was an old tribal lady who lived in the hermitage of sage Matanga in the forest. The venerable sage told her that Lord Rama would definitely visit their ashram one day and that she should prepare for Rama's visit even though the sage personally might not be there. She took the word of her guru very seriously and used to diligently prepare for Lord Rama's visit every day, even though she had no idea of how Lord Rama would look or when he would come and so on. She used to sweep the pathways and gather the choicest of fruits and roots to offer Rama to eat when he came. She was so devoted to the Lord that she wanted to offer him nothing but the best. And so she used to taste every fruit and root to make sure that they were sweet enough. Years passed by and the old lady did not give up her daily routine. She was sure that the Lord would come one day, and sure enough, he did. When Rama came, she was able to recognize him immediately with both her eyes and her heart. The Lord accepted and ate with great relish the fruits and roots Shabari gave him, even though she had tasted each one of them before. When Shabari told Lord Rama that being a simple person, she did not know how to praise him, Lord Rama replied, Shabari, my mission is only the kinship of bhakti. I have no kinship of race or caste. Of what use it is to have status, wealth and character without devotion? If the devotee sincerely practices any one of the nine paths of devotion, he can attain me. That is why you have been able to so easily obtain this opportunity of seeing, touching and speaking with me, an opportunity which even yogis find too difficult to get. So that speaks volumes about the pure devotion and love of Shabari for the Lord, and that is all that mattered to the Lord, and he graciously accepted her offerings. In fact, Shabari felt that her life's purpose had been realized when Lord Rama visited the ashram. And shortly thereafter, she merged in the Lord. The Lord is truly Bhakta Parayana, the savior of his devotees. Hence in this line, Patito Dharana Bhakta Parayana, we hail Lord Rama as the one who redeems crestfallen and distressed people, and as the one who is ever attached to his devotees and always thinks of their welfare. So let's move on now to the penultimate line of this bhajan.
Ravana Mardana Vighna Bhanjana.
Ravana Mardana Vighna Vighnabhanjana.
The first word of this line, Ravana, refers to the demon ruler Lanka, whom Lord Rama fought in a battle and vanquished. The second word is Mardana, meaning to destroy or annihilate. But does Ravana indicate only the demon? In the same discourse on May 25, 1992, Baba explained who Ravana really is. He said, Ravana is described as a demon with 10 heads. These 10 heads are the 6 vices, namely desire, anger, greed, infatuation, pride and jealousy. In addition to manas, mind, buddhi, intellect, chitta, will and ahamkara, ego. Since these 10 are present in every human being, all men are Ravana indeed. Whoever beheads all these 10 heads, in fact, becomes a Rama. It is God alone who can behead 10 heads. When a man surrenders himself or herself to God, all these 10 heads will go and he or she will merge in Rama, in the Lord. That is the deeper meaning of Ravana Mardana, annihilation of Ravana. The third word in this line is Vighna, meaning obstacle, and the final word is Bhanjana, meaning to eliminate or remove. So Vighna Bhanjana translates as the one who removes all obstacles. Hence in this line, Ravana Mardana Vighna Bhanjana, we hail Rama as the one who vanquished not only the demon Ravana of Lanka, but also the one who relentlessly annihilates the negative tendencies lurking within each one of us. He is also the one who removes all obstacles in our lives, be they worldly or spiritual. So that is the meaning of the 5th line, and let's move on now to the last line.
Partipurishwar Sai Narayana.
Partipurishwar Sai Narayana.
Here the first word is Partipurishwara, which can be split as Partipuri and Ishwara. Partipuri means the one who resides in Puraparti, and Ishwara means Lord or Master. Hence Partipurishwara refers to the Lord of Puttaparthi. Puttaparthi is a sacred hamlet that God chose for his advent in the present times. From a sleepy little village, by Bhagwan's divine touch, it has truly emerged now as the most love-charged place on earth. One has to just step into this valley of peace to feel the divine vibrations. Baba reveals that Ishwara, also a name of Lord Shiva, means he who has all the glory that is associated with Godhead. And the word Sai comes from Sa, meaning divine, and Ai means mother. In the book Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Professor Kasturi, Baba's biographer, reveals that Sai means master. He says that Sai is derived from the Sanskrit word Swami, and also that it has been traced to the Persian word Shah or Sai, which means king. And the last word in this line is Narayana, which is a popular used name to adore Lord Vishnu, who is considered one among the holy trinity of gods in the Hindu religion. He is the one responsible for the sustenance of the entire universe. In fact, according to ancient Hindu scriptures, the advent of Lord Rama is one of the 10 incarnations of Lord Vishnu. Explaining the inner significance of the name Narayana, Swami says that the name Narayana can be split into Nara, referring to a living entity, and Ayana, meaning to rest or reside. This Narayana means the one who resides in all living forms. In this line, we find both Ishwara, meaning Shiva, and Narayana, meaning Vishnu. And interestingly, the name Rama is derived from Om Namah Shivaya and Om Namo Narayanaya. The 2 mantras used to adore Lord Shiva and Lord Narayana respectively. Baba once explained how this beautiful name Rama is derived. He said that the letter Ma is the life force of the 5-syllable mantra Om Namah Shivaya. And if Ma is removed from this mantra, it becomes Nashivaya, which means inauspiciousness. Likewise, the letter Ra is the essence of the 8-syllable mantra Om Namo Narayanaya. Without Ra, this mantra too loses its meaning. Hence Baba said that the life force of the 5-syllable mantra, that is Ma, and that of the 8-syllable mantra, that is Ra, together form the divine name Rama. Hence the word Rama is a powerful name, a name that will always protect us. So in this line, Partipurishwara Sai Narayana, we hail Lord Rama, who again manifested on earth as Sai Rama of Puttaparthi,
to set a perfect example for humanity to emulate. He indeed is the indweller of all beings. So that explains the last line, and with that, dear listeners, we complete all the lines of this bhajan. I hope this gives you some idea of the significance of this composition. Let us keep these sacred feelings in our heart as we sing this bhajan once again, now with hundreds of others. You will now listen to the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashantinilayam Mandir. Enjoy this and also sing along.
Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara Parama Pavana He Jagavan Param Pavana He Jagavandana Raghava Sundara Rama Raghuvara
Final part of this program, here is a short conversation with Arvind Sai, a young member of the Prashanti Bhajan group. He has been singing in front of Bhagwan for the past 5 years, and most importantly, he has performed many concerts and especially Burakatha presentations, a traditional Telugu folk art form consisting of song and dance. And he is someone who has been blessed with many opportunities of interaction with Bhagwan. So there is plenty to hear from him, and here is a short conversation.
Sairam Arvind Sai, and welcome to this program.
Sairam brother.
The last time you were here, you shared with us how Bhagwan blessed you with the opportunity to start singing in 2004. He actually give you a pleasant surprise and shock.
Yes.
In 2007.
Yes, exactly.
And then you started singing in Mandir.
Yeah.
From 2007 to even now, which you continue to do, 2012. And these last 5 years have been so precious.
Yes, we have.
And you have been blessed with many opportunities. I have seen you sit in the first line and Bhagwan asking you off and on to sing a particular song or especially the Burakatha, which you performed so many times along with two other brothers.
Yes, brother. Actually, this Burakatha, as I told in the previous interaction, we have started learning it in 2004. And the first time we performed is in 2004, November 8th. But before this date, we have donned our costume for 3 times. And all the 3 times, actually Swami only has asked if any program is there, just put up. And when Warden sir conveyed to Swami that Swami Burakatha is there, Swami asked, okay, let them be ready today evening. All the 3 occasions we were ready and we couldn't perform.
So you would be in the Mandir,
yes,
in your costumes and ready to perform, and Bhagwan has been informed physically about it.
Yes.
But then he would not give you a chance.
Yes. In fact, 2 of the occasions among these 3 times, Swami has seen us physically also. In
he saw hall. You were dressed up and sitting, yes, in the bhajan hall, but okay, he didn't call you to perform.
No. Then we went back to hostel the 3rd time and we were literally crying because we are just first year undergraduate boys and 3 of us were uncontrollable. We are sobbing like anything.
Why is Bhagwan not giving us this chance even after
you
prepared so much?
Swami tells us so many times some of the instances he performs only to get at that perfect transformation in us. So each of us are feeling maybe I am faulty on my side. Other boy is telling, no, you are pure only, at least by your actions every day I can see. The other boy said, no, I think we are not right on our schedules, what Swami provided in the hostel. Swami looks overall, then only he puts a tick mark.
Whether you are following with discipline all the hostel
activities, right from suprabhatam till night prayer. So we are thinking like this. And individually, I felt maybe I am much more faultier than them. And I have gone to both of them and said, brothers, I think I'll quit. So that if somebody else can come, then two of you, why should you lose chance because of me? They said, nothing like this. Just we'll go to Warden, sir. That night, we went to Warden, sir, and said, sir, I think Burakatha as a concept can be taken up by other team. If another team can be molded and shaped, they will perform.
And for our listeners, Burakatha is a traditional folk art form of dance and song,
exactly,
from Andhra Pradesh. And it is a very beautiful mix of folk songs with a little bit of dance, but with very deep, profound messages. Stories generally are taken from mythologies, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavata, and like, continue.
Exactly. So when we approached Warden sir, Warden sir said, see, brothers, you 3 are feeling that you are faulty. But actually, this is nothing but a churning which is taking place in each individual. Because sir said, I have been in this hostel for past 30 years and I have seen 30 batches going out. With each batch and each individual, so much of pain he has taken to mould them, shape them. And that is why this university is so unique. Not only your professional life, value-based education when we call, this is all part of that. And then sir said, nothing, nobody is faulty. We'll try once again. And that's the last time. Sir also like came down to our thing and said, okay, this is the last time. We'll see.
So 3 times you have approached and it has not happened. So 1 more time.
Yes. And that time we put on our costume and we were sure that this time also it is not going to happen. As I said in the last interview that we performed, Swami gave the chance and Swami interacted with us and Swami called for an interview surprisingly. And
after this Burakatha.
Yes.
The 4th time you asked and he granted you and he blessed you with an interview.
Yes. So that time we came to know that his delays are not denials. You know, in the process of doing 1 Burakatha, we have learnt many things. In the sense, each individual should have patience and the right time has to come. The perseverance and the purity. All the 4 things which we usually in day-to-day life, it's very difficult to get into our system. Swami, just by maybe a 20 days delay, he has got everything done at one shot. So, the purity when we talk about, it's nothing but how Swami has done it. So,
fantastic. I mean, you went through that process of self-introspection.
Exactly.
Each one thinking, how I should purify myself, what are the faults, am I following my hostel discipline properly, is my conduct according to Swami's ideals.
Exactly.
So that whole purification process happened in those 20 days.
The first time we put on the costume and we have performed, maybe nothing would have happened. We just should have thought, okay, we have put a lot of effort, so Swami has given a chance. But all this process, and when I tell time, right time has to come, it is because from 2004 till 2009, every year we performed one by one story. But from 2009 till 2011, we performed 15 times.
Wow.
So, on different stories.
So, all this time was preparation for that.
Exactly.
Blessing.
Exactly. So, that time if you'd have thought that we'll give up Burakatha, it's not in your hands. And when we perform, it is still not in our hands. Everything is designed by Him. We are just a witness.
Fantastic. I mean, if you look at the whole scheme of how it evolved, you mentioned three very important points. One is purity.
Exactly.
How Swami ensured that you grow spiritually. Because one thing which I'm very convinced about is whenever Swami gives us any chance, be it singing or be it any drama or be it any sports event, He is never interested as much in the event as He's interested in what that event does to us.
I think
ultimately as a spiritual master, He wants that growth in us and He will do anything for that.
That's true, really.
And that's so beautifully illustrated in this anecdote.
Otherwise, these many individuals coming from varied parts of the world and getting the value-based education, and when they go out, people look up to them. When they came here, they're nothing. When they're with Swami and the tag Sai student, makes them heroes. So that is how.
So that was purity, and then you had to wait, so there was patience, and then you persisted, so there was perseverance. And I remember in that 75th birthday discourse, Bhagwan said that, do you want to know how you can become like me? Do you want to know how you can become divine?
Oh.
Swami said, if you have these three qualities, even you can become divine. Purity, patience, and perseverance. And the beautiful thing about the divine master is how he instills these qualities in us, not just by discourse.
Exactly.
But by such experiences that you can never ever forget in your life.
Exactly.
And I guess after that, you would have had many instances where you would have felt this whole dynamics of purity, patience and perseverance. Many times you would have prayed,
exactly.
It would have not happened. But you know, there is this instance to fall back upon.
Exactly.
You know that yes, He has listened to the prayer.
Exactly.
In His time, He will give the blessings. I hope in the future episodes of Bhajan Classroom, you will share with us like this, more episodes from your diary. And it's a very beautiful thing that you have maintained a diary.
Yeah.
Every moment is precious. I request you to share more such anecdotes from your life, because these are our doses of inspiration as we march on this journey of becoming beautiful instruments in His hand. Thank you very much, Arvind Sai.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Sai Ram. So that was Arvind Sai, who joined Radio Sai after his Master's in Business Administration in the year 2011. With this, we come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The sound engineer for this program is Yatharta. And to you, dear listeners, for being with us and for your encouraging emails. Do continue to send your feedback by writing to listener@radiosai.org. listener@radiosai.org. With this, it's time to wind up this session of live broadcast from the studios of Radio Sai. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and my colleague Abhishek is waiting to take over for our 60 minutes of Hindi special. But I will be back again after 1 hour for our yet another episode of Outside, Inside and Deep Inside, our series on Thursday nights. And today, we discuss about the super speciality hospital in Bangalore. This hospital celebrates its 12th anniversary just 2 days from now, on January 19th. So we will have the Sai alumni working in this hospital share about their moments of inspiration, introspection and hard work. These are boys who have been working in this hospital since its inception. It is really a very riveting, interesting and captivating discussion. Dear listeners, please do not miss this. So we will meet again at 8:30 for Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. Till then, Sai Ram, and do enjoy this Hindi program with Abhishek.